This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour number two of Radio Law Talk, most exciting, fun, innovative, and maybe you'll learn something radio show on the earth. That's Todd Kunin. Fred Penny, I'm sitting here talking, and the most important person, Denise Dirks. Denise Dirks is a family law attorney, and she practices in California. I'm a personal injury lawyer. I practice in California and Washington, D.C., and Todd Kunin is a former prosecutor in Tennessee and a former prosecutor in California and now has his own criminal practice. And we have Chris Rodriguez that never shows up as a general practice lawyer and a let's just say he does. Oh, he's a marijuana law specialist. I'm just gonna say that, just so you know. I can say specialist.
Yeah,
that's true. You can't say the word specialist. So let's say lawyer.
Yes.
And that's what he does. But actually, he does all types. He's a general.
It's civil litigation.
Civil litigation. Yeah, he does. He was doing a real estate case he told me about. It was very interesting about a defect, a massive house, defective. Apparently, the house was like 30,000 square feet, and there's defects in the building of it, and so he represented the homeowner.
And we're talking that type of litigation. A lot of defendants get sued, and there's a lot of cross complaints going back and forth, and they're very complex.
Very, very interesting.
Complex litigation.
In this hour, we're going to try. We got two more hours. We're going to be staying here, but what we're going to do is we're going to talk about a couple of things. In McDonald's, a couple sued McDonald's due to the fact that they had to buy their quarter pounder with cheese without cheese because they couldn't have cheese on their quarter pounder and were still charged for it. There's a lawsuit about that. That's very important. We're going to talk about the Georgia and in Florida lawsuits about the elections. I know you guys are out there are so excited to hear about more about the elections that's what you want to discuss. Or we can go back in Kavanaugh and talk about that if you guys would like.
Yeah.
Or we can talk more. Cal's back there. He's gagging. Like, please, let's not talk about that. We're going to talk about John Gosselin's filing for full custody of his son, and that's going to be a fun, interesting thing to discuss. And then the most important thing, it's a shameful thing, that is that marijuana shortages are all over Canada, and it's causing people to go back to get to their illegal, what do you want to call your...
the bootleg hooch.
The bootleg hooch, yeah.
That's right.
Gotta do. It's all going to fun. It is. That's really Nelson.
Like it or not.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, let's talk about a little bit about the dry spell in Canada that's going on. So Canada passed, and we're going to get into, Utah just passed the medical marijuana laws, and not recreational use, but for medical marijuana, and so did, I believe, Michigan. But in Canada, marijuana is legal you can use a certain amount of marijuana recreationally. They recently approved it in Montreal, out of Montreal. The government approved the use of recreational marijuana in Canada. And ever since then, it's a massive shortage.
Yes.
In Canada. They said they didn't know that there would be such a run on the marijuana.
Well, they didn't know because it had been a black market before. They didn't know the actual demand that existed for marijuana recreational use.
Well, you know, and this is, I think they're claiming that they didn't know, but let's talk about what the justification they used to pass it. They knew when they justified it that they wanted to tap into the revenue that, on an illegal standpoint, was generating $5.3 billion a year.
Right,
okay?
In illegal.
So if it's generating $5.3 billion a year illegally, and we want to go ahead and legalize it.
And then tax it.
You have to assume, I mean, anybody can get out a spreadsheet and say, okay, if it costs this much for an ounce and 5.3, and figure they ought to have some idea about the supply that they would have need, you'd have thought, because they also have to take into consideration the number of people that never bought it because it was illegal that now want to try it. You know, because, like, oh, my God, it's like these states that passed the lottery, and people that never gambled before are like, well, I'll lay down $2 to win $40 million,
right.
You know. And
right.
So you have all these new people doing it. I'm just a little shocked that this caught them off guard. But, you know, it happened in Nevada, too, when they legalized it.
It did. And also, I thought, in Colorado.
Yep.
But this is what my impression on it is that it's actually helping the black market now, because now people, there is a huge demand and it's legal, and so they're going to go find it where they can get
right.
it.
But the prices are probably dropping. What's interesting is I think there's a lot of strong sentiments on both sides of this marijuana issue. But you have to ask yourself the following. Okay. Whether you like it or not, is it interesting? Todd's about ready to say something. So somewhere, he's going to repeat me.
There are two things.
Yes.
To get.
Okay, here we go.
Two
ready?
Things by Fred Bennett.
Yeah, here. The first thing is the tax issue. You have to, as a person that's even against marijuana, that you don't believe in marijuana, don't think the tax issue of them getting all this cash and living in America and not having to pay taxes on it, you kind of just do the dog thing where you cock your head a little bit and go, yeah, I get that part. But then there's the other part.
Food
that
for
is,
healthcare.
That's right. But then you lean the other way and say, but you know what? It's not good for you. And a lot of people are going to argue, yes, it is. But the people who argue it's not good for you and it causes problems, causes more accidents, like Cal says, in Colorado, causes, probably some family issues. But then you say, doggone it. Our government and all the governments in Canada are so good at spending our tax money, it's going to be a positive thing, right?
Yes, because no government has ever had problems properly allocating the revenue from taxation.
The difference
never
between,
been an issue.
Between California's law and the law in Canada is that in Canada, or in California, everybody can grow up to a certain amount of their own marijuana for their own consumption.
Yes.
In Canada, that's not the way. They have to be licensed. And the federal government specifically has to license the producers. So there's not a individual grow, if you will, under that kind of a law. So that's why it also really created a lot of problems with demand.
And to remind you, for the individual grow in California, and we did this back when we did the marijuana thing, if based upon the amount of plants, and if you're really good and you can get the maximum number of harvests on a plant, based upon current prices of marijuana, you can have up to $105,000 worth of marketable marijuana in your own possession and still be operating under the personal use if you really know what you're doing when you grow.
A grow. That has to be a grow.
For your own personal use.
Okay, so ready? Here's a little bit of statistics. In the Ontario Cannabis Store, when this passed, when the government said it's okay, had received 150,000 orders in the first week of business. Let me repeat that. The Ontario Cannabis Store received 150,000. What kind of – whoo, that's a business. That is a business. Ready for this? Another store said their entire marijuana supply sold out in 4 hours. There is a run on this stuff, and I can see why business people are just jumping on this, trying to figure a way to make money.
And there's Jimmy Stewart out there. Oh, the marijuana's not here. It's at Bill's house, and it's over in John's house, and it's, we don't have it all here.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a wonderful, whatever.
Yeah. But all I got to say is Canada's having some issues. This marijuana thing's not going to go away. I'm waiting for the federal government just to come in and just do a clean slate and say, all right, it's legal. And then the fight's
over.
Our federal government. I know Denise to say no, but
no.
It's going to be interesting to see if that happens.
Don't be surprised.
And I hope Cal wants to comment on that.
States' rights.
Yeah, states' rights. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk more about the law.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station or on RadioLawTalk.com. And you're welcome to call us and comment on anything we're talking about. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable, things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LettyandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All
around the world.
The world.
This is RadioLawTalk.com.
I love that, Cal. Thank you for that introduction. Good job. Cal is such a good mixmaster. He really is. Not only is he a three-time Emmy Award nominee, but he's a mixmaster. He writes great fake cases or no cases. He is the most talented guy in the world.
I got you. I watched the movie the other day, Anchorman, Ron Burgundy story with Will Ferrell.
That was the era I was red hot.
I know,
man. And I
could not stop thinking about Cal, especially because he was a five-time local Emmy Award winner, and they had the speech where he was replaying his speech, his acceptance speech, and they kept trying to play him off. No, I will not be played off. I can see Cal doing that.
Cal, those of you who are first-time listeners, by the way, welcome to the Utah. We're all up and down Utah now on radio radio station, and I forgot the call letters, and I'll shout out later because it's
KYAP. Isn't it KYAP or something like that? K-Y-A-H.
That's right. But Cal was a former news anchor for ABC or NBC?
ABC.
ABC, a local news anchor.
In
Idaho and in Northern California.
Stay classy, Red Blood.
And he was...
Stay classy, Redding. Hey.
Yes.
He was the man. Yeah. He would walk around town, and I know he got a free lollipop every once in a while.
Everywhere, yeah.
And sometimes a free ice cream cone.
And, you know, the business has changed. TV news anchors aren't the... But I was at an era when it was just... That was it. You know, you wanted local information. You couldn't go online. There was no such thing.
Right,
so you had to watch Cal. You know, it was cool. It was a good time to be in that.
Go watch Cal.
Did you get groupie fan mail?
Fan mail and people waiting outside the building and all kinds of fun.
Did you have like pictures that you signed?
Yes. Oh yeah. Sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I would
go give school tours, and, you know, one kid wanted me to sign his arm so he could prove to his mom, you know.
You know what's interesting?
Weird stuff.
Look like where he's come. he's now scraping the bottom of the barrel. Sitting here with the three of us.
Can you want to know the truth? There was no place I'd rather be, and there's nothing I'd rather be doing than this show with you guys.
Oh,
it is a real honor.
And I want
you to love
it. We have a great time. And thank you for our listeners. Michigan voters legalized the sale of marijuana. They legalized recreational marijuana, and you had an issue that you were going to talk about.
No, it was on the ballot in four states.
Right.
And it was on the ballot in Michigan, Utah, Missouri, and North Dakota.
Right.
And two of them were recreational. North Dakota and Michigan were recreational.
Right.
The other two were medical. So the reason that I think North Dakota didn't legalize the recreational use is because in that proposition that they had, it was Measure 3, known as Measure 3, there was a part of that measure that was going to allow for there to be an expungement of convictions involving marijuana, which if you think about that, that's huge.
Much like there is in California, by the way.
Yes. And they are releasing people. Is that true, Todd? They're releasing people that have convictions for marijuana, and they're releasing them out of jail. Is that true?
Yeah. What happened in California, and this happens with high-profile changes in the law, when they changed the three strikes law a little bit. They had this as well. Folks that had suffered three strikes treatment after they changed the three strikes law were eligible to be resentenced under the new law.
Right. So that's when they changed the three strikes to nonviolent.
That's right. So if you had two prior strikes and picked up another felony, you know, you'd be looking at 25 to life.
No matter what it was.
Yeah. No matter if it was violent or nonviolent.
And now, if the new felony is not a nonviolent, then you should get one strike treatment. Given certain circumstances, you should get one strike treatment, and so a lot of folks were resentenced because of that. And same was true when California passed marijuana laws. Once it became legal, they went back in and they allowed people to get expungements of prior crimes. Now, the interesting
thing, let's talk about what an expungement is.
Right. Okay. What is that?
An expungement is basically where you go in and the conviction is wiped off of your record.
It's usually a minor conviction, like a misdemeanor.
But here's the thing. In California, regardless of whether it was in the statute to expunge minor misdemeanor convictions previously for marijuana, defendants have always been available and able to get expungements of those type of crimes once they have completed their probationary term. They're entitled to it as a matter of right if they complete probation successfully. You file a 1203.4 motion, you come in, you're allowed to withdraw your guilty plea, and the case goes away. The only exceptions are you can even have a DUI taken off your record with one exception. If you pick up another DUI in the 10-year period, they can still use the expunged DUI to enhance the second DUI.
But it's still there.
Is this what they call wobblers that you can get expungement for?
Wobblers are crimes that can be charged as either felonies or misdemeanors. And so if what you would do in a situation like that is, let's say I was convicted of felony second-degree commercial burglary. Sounds really bad. What it really is, you know, I wanted a beer. I went into Walmart, stole a beer, left. I'm guilty of a felony. And let's say I'm convicted of a felony. Well, if I wanted my expungement later, first I would file a motion to reduce it from a felony to a misdemeanor. And then once it got reduced to a misdemeanor, all in the same transaction, I would file the motion or have the court rule on my motion to have it expunged.
But it's never expunged. Let me tell you, I've dealt with this before in the past for clients, and it's interesting. Just a trespass. Went to an individual, went on, apparently it was someone's private property. There was the hot springs there, and it was a misdemeanor for a trespass. And guess what? These are good people, and sure enough, it got expunged. But you still have to reveal, okay, I'm going to become an attorney or a cop. You got to reveal, yes, I have been at one time had an issue with a misdemeanor, but it was expunged. But you still have to talk about it.
It will still show up on your record, but you have to. This is an important point.
Stupid.
You have to know how to read the record. So if you apply for a job, for example, you have had a previous conviction expunged, and now they're saying, we can't give you the job because it shows up on your record. You need to get a copy of your thing because underneath it, it'll say, yeah, you were convicted, expunged pursuant to 1203.4. Show that to your employer, and that's your
but
way
still, to
But still,
it doesn't matter. The employer's going to go, yeah. All right, we're going to be back.
Stay with us and call us at 855-529-7234. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture catalysts, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-0. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-0. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-0. Again, call 916-BETTER-0 for Accelerate U.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY-Lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Presidents Trump and Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel visit the French site where the Armistice Agreement was signed 100 years ago. Earlier, Trump met with Macron at the palace where France's president talked about his idea of a European military.
I do share President Trump's view that we need a much better burden sharing within NATO. And that's why I do believe that my proposals for European defense are totally consistent with that, because it means more Europe within NATO, more capacity in order to take our part of the burden.
President Trump says he wants a strong Europe, and whichever way it can be done, the best and most efficient is something they both want. Trump attacked his host earlier on Twitter over the idea of having a European military, Trump calling it an insult. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We were talking about expungements before the break, and those of you who are curious about expungements and how it applies to you as an employee. If something happened in your life and you messed up, but it got expunged later, it was a misdemeanor, but yet your employer, you know how it always is. They ask most of the time, have you any felonies or any convictions? It depends upon the state you're in, so make sure you go to your local attorney and ask the questions in your local state. But there's generally speaking, it works out, Todd, as a prosecutor.
Yeah, well, so
or the prosecutor.
So, and the reason we're saying this is if something close to this has happened, you definitely want to seek advice from your local attorney because there's an issue here that you might have. But generally speaking, in several states, once an expungement has occurred, you don't have to disclose it, even on an employment application. In many states, the employer is prohibited from asking you on the first round application whether you have been convicted of an offense. They're not allowed to ask in a lot of states. They're not allowed to ask until after a job offer has been made.
Check your state, because all states are different, but there's some that actually that's the rule.
So they're not allowed to ask until after the offer of employment has been made, and if you have gotten an expungement, you don't have to respond. You don't have to tell them about the conviction even after they ask because you got the expungement. So check with your state. And what will happen is if they run your background check and then they see this conviction, that's where you have to have a lawyer that knows how to read the sheet, because it will show the conviction and then it will show that it has been expunged. And if your employment is denied as a result of that, you may have a claim. But again,
talk to your local council. Make sure that the law in your state is as it is in several other states.
So in Georgia, we've learned about the, you know, people realize, you know, okay, why does Radio Law Talk, and we're talking, this is the law, talk about elections? Because there's lawsuits like crazy in elections.
Absolutely. Hundreds of lawsuits brought after an election.
Or before.
Or before.
Right before. And so in Georgia, some interesting things occurred. There were some technical difficulties that occurred in some of the, don't forget, a lot of it's electronic now. There's technical difficulties that occur, and apparently this midterm election was one of the – what they had a huge turnout. Isn't that true? They had a massive turnout. And so some of them were issues of, okay, it's 7 o'clock. We close it down. If you're still in line, it's too bad. So
there were lawsuits that were brought to extend, and this is several different jurisdictions in Georgia, or locations, precincts, whatever, in Georgia. And so there were lawsuits brought, emergency lawsuits brought to extend the time. And, in fact, most of the time the judges did agree and extended the time, sometimes as late as 9:30 at
night. Well, it's interesting. Some jurisdictions in Georgia, it was a three-hour wait. And what does that teach you? Think about it.
Vote early.
Vote early. And
vote often.
Vote early, but do absentees the easiest way. I don't know why people don't absentee vote.
I think it's the safest way to vote because who can have it?
You don't get the sticker. That's the problem.
No, you do.
No.
You get the sticker inside your envelope.
I'll tell you why. I've never recommended voting absentee for a very simple reason.
Tell me why.
In Tehama County, they had a guy running for superintendent of public instruction who lied about his qualifications. We used this in a case or no case. Remember this? He said he had a master's degree. And
oh, yes.
That information came out 5 days before the election, and 70% of the electorate had already voted. So they voted in a guy who was charged with a crime to be the superintendent of schools because they didn't find out about it until too late. So that's the only reason that you would not want to vote quite so early. But you can do it the night before and take it and go turn it in.
Do you know that Oregon is only
All male.
And there, I think there are other states that are all male, too. But my argument to that is these voting machines are so outdated and old in most states, and they can be hacked very easily. Or they make errors like the errors in Texas when it was automatically voting all for Democrats if you checked a box. But the bottom line, it voted for a Republican.
But they're still counted on the same
machine.
When you turn in a mail ballot, they run it through the same counting machine. It's all filled out with little bubbles. They run the bubbles through. The machine is a bubble reader.
Yeah, but on your mail-in, you don't have the option to vote all Republican or vote all. You have to sit and mark each of those parts.
Yeah.
In these voting ones in Texas, you could just hit all Republicans or all Democrats.
Really?
Yes,
that's not really voting.
I agree. So I don't know. For me, doing an absentee ballot, that's what I choose. I get to sit down and take my time and read everything, and I can come back to it when I want to come back to it. And I mail it in. I mail it in early because 1 year I didn't mail it in on time, and it came back to me saying my vote did not count, and I was super upset.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Man.
So anyway, there's arguments on both sides, but in any event, the other one, the other lawsuit in Georgia that was really important was there. Brian Kemp is also the Secretary of State who oversees the elections.
Hey, wait. Brian Kemp is the Secretary of State,
yes.
And he's running for governor.
And he's running for governor, and he's the running Republican. He's against Abrams.
Right.
And she's a Democrat. And so a bunch of voters filed a suit to stop him from being able to oversee the elections because it's fundamentally unfair.
It's like the fox
somebody,
guarding the chickens.
Yes, exactly. Somebody running for the election that oversees his own election.
Well, no, stop right there. So yeah. Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter. I mean, ignore if it's a Democrat or Republican. I think that's a good idea. That's a conflict. That's an automatic conflict.
I agree with that.
But wait, every Secretary of State always oversees their own election. It's an elected position.
That's true, too.
So they oversee their own election every time they come up for office.
And we'll talk about Broward County in a minute.
Information, though, this is the first time this type of suit has been brought.
Well, for a governor, right. But I'm saying if you think about it, a Secretary of State oversees their own election every time because that's their job and they get elected.
Right, that's true.
So what was the result? Why did this suit, what happened in the suit? And what I think happened is that Brian Kemp resigned from his position of Secretary of State so that now the suit may be moot.
I don't know that the suit would be moot because the issues relating to the suit still exist.
I think that it would just – in essence, they'd be suing the state of Georgia and the Secretary of State and whoever is appointed to replace Kemp as Secretary of State is going to have to step into the shoes and handle this lawsuit and deal with it. But I don't think that – if the allegation is that Kemp, as Secretary of the State, was able to oversee and influence the election by policy or whatever to make sure that he wins, it would be adding insult to injury if he could then dispose of a lawsuit by simply withdrawing as Secretary of State after he won the governorship.
Well, that's true. I guess so. It's not necessarily moot. It's moot as against him. But maybe, maybe not. There's other lawsuits against him because he specifically, allegedly redefined who gets to vote, and it kept a lot of minorities from voting. That's the allegation.
Which he vehemently denies.
Absolutely. That's why I say allegations, exactly. So, that part of it, too, is still going to be alive in the other lawsuits.
Yeah, what's interesting, too, in these lawsuits, too, are in Georgia, and I didn't even know this until I saw all this come down, is when I signed my ballot, my absentee ballot, My signature is very difficult to copy. It's just a weird, you don't even know it's my name. And they say that what they'll do is they'll match the signatures to, I guess, your original signature. And over
your
the years, my registration, over the years, I don't know which signature I have. As over the years, my signature's changed a little bit and gotten sloppier, but more circles, you know what I mean? And I'm wondering if mine's getting kicked out. I don't know, and I don't know which one to sign.
I think they have to tell you if they kick it out. And
do
then
they,
you have so much. Yes, because then you have so much time to go in and prove your identity. You can go in. They were doing that out of Stockton. Actually in Stockton, where a bunch got kicked out, and they were trying, and in Georgia, the same thing. They were trying to call. They had, 72 hours to get all these 30,000 voters in to show their ID, and they had to go to the registration office to do that. So they were making phone calls and trying to get all the stuff done. So a lot's going on in Georgia.
So we also Broward County. Go ahead. You have something about
one more thing about Georgia.
Sure.
It is Broward County. I'm getting it mixed up.
Yes.
You're right.
So
Fred.
Broward County, and again, we're not going to belabor the point in detail, but we're going to be following these lawsuits. There's allegations that Broward County's the secretary of, I just forgot the name.
Let's just say the county clerk.
The elections official is a Democrat, and apparently some of the Republicans that were way ahead are all of a sudden now not so far ahead, and there's issues of, well, what have you done? And the lawsuits have been brought, and judges are making opinions.
Well, it is absentee ballots issue in that.
Yes, and so what's happened is one judge said you've got to turn in these ballots right away, and apparently they're holding some ballots back. Apparently, I don't know all the details. One of the issues is.
You should know right off the bat how many absentee ballots are out there because you see them sitting there, and then they had to be in by a certain amount of time. And in Broward County, what's happening is they're finding other ballots that nobody ever knew about. It's like, where did these all come from?
Yeah, supposedly, and they're trying to claim it was the post office that did it. So
it does make sense. It could be a
We're going to be back and talk a little more about this, and we will get to McDonald's.
Yay. You mean after the show?
After the show.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio Law Talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
180/111, and I had.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're back talking more. Excuse me. My gosh, I got a frog in my throat the minute I started talking.
Ribbit.
I thought you had Todd in your throat. I mean Toad.
Todd in my throat.
Alex, I'll take
awkward issues.
Denise Dirk's Freudian slips for $2,000.
Show killer moment for $5,000.
Yes. I'm just so embarrassed.
Okay, so let's do that. So we have a little hour notes here that we put things down, notes down for them. Put Denise, what should I call it? Todd.
Denise looks good in red. Just put it. Denise awkward moment one.
Word moment.
The Denise of faux pas.
Okay.
Freudian Denise.
I'm going to say that's third segment, right?
Yeah, yes, the third segment, second hour. Yeah.
Second hour.
I will deduct points off a case or no case for the next one. I'm teasing.
That's why Chris doesn't come back. You want to know something funny?
I want to be called secretariat from now.
Wait, you mean Chris doesn't come back because he's not going to win case or no case?
No, because the last time he was here, he went from 39 to 33. We both lost our points, remember?
I remember that. That's great.
Were we talking about something before the break?
I don't know.
Georgia and Eric, we were not
Are we done with that? Can we end that? Do we still have to talk? Go ahead, Denise. Do we have to talk about that again?
I think we didn't even make a point. I think what we did is we're going to track these election results because I are not results,
the
but the lawsuits.
Yes.
Because it is interesting, and especially for me, the Georgia one, to see what's going to happen with the Secretary of State who always oversees elections, and when they're in an election, and even a runoff, just imagine how that's going to be when they're overseeing their own electoral results.
But there is an answer. It's called legislative remedy. All the legislature has to do is say, if you're running for governor or secretary of state, you can't oversee the elections, you're going to be, you have to step aside. End of story. The legislature has a remedy at their fingertips.
That's true. Or the secretary of state can let their assistant, whatever's next in line, oversee it when they're running for an election.
So they can show some ethics. Oh,
perhaps.
That's an idea. I like that.
I propose that for Georgia only, they settle this by having a competition to see who the best is at the fiddle. Because the devil went down to Georgia, bow, 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 you know, and they can do that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, arm wrestling.
That's No, the devil went down to Georgia. You know that old, what's it, Charlie Daniels band. I know Cal's looking for it.
Can we move on?
I'm going to stretch so he can find it on YouTube.
No,
there
let's
we
move
go.
On.
We're looking for the devil.
We got more and
we
more.
Got we got so much to
we
talk
got
about.
We got John Gosselin.
Yeah, let's read.
Okay, let's focus. He files child custody to son Colin. There you go, Cal. Late's better than never.
Well, you know, I didn't know it was coming. Takes me a minute to find these things.
Or that the devil was going.
Yeah, my extensive music library.
All right. Are you guys done playing?
Okay, yeah,
yes.
I'm sorry, Fred. I apologize. I will go stand in the corner with a white cap on my head.
I let him influence me. I'm sorry, Fred.
Okay.
Let's
boys.
Talk about something important. Boys are weird. John and Kate plus eight. So oh, John Gosselin. This is important. This is so important, guys. I can't believe you're making fun of it.
Well, they were weird. Yes, they had their own reality show for a very long time, and it was really popular.
Yes,
and
they
had eight babies.
99 through 2000.
Yes, exactly. And the breakup was horrible in this one, and it was on the news for months and months and months and months. And there were such allegations going back and forth, and all the children ended up with Kate and not with her dad. And there was periods of time their dad didn't see them.
Right.
And it was not by his choice.
Yeah, no, as a family law lawyer, you see this all the time.
Yeah.
By the way, I was just curious. I looked at Gosselin. By the way, this is USAMagazine.com that I'm looking at their article. He has 69,500 followers still. I mean, this is a guy. This thing is ended in 2000. I don't know, early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Yeah,
and he still has 69,000 followers. But he's applying for custody of his son, who is 14. She's 14. The daughter's 14.
Well, he has custody of Hannah, who's 14 years old.
Right, right.
And Hannah's been living with him for nearly a year. And this happens a lot in family law situations, you guys. When children are not allowed to see one parent for one reason or the other, a lot of times they choose and opt to be with that parent because they have issues of abandonment or they have attachment, you know, that even disorders that come up because of it.
Or they think life will be better with the other parent.
Yeah.
Or they miss them so much that they actually have a need, a physical need to be with that parent.
Sure. So go ahead, keep going, because I'm going to ask you a question about child custody.
So now he's, they're all 14 guys, by the way, so we don't need to say their age,
tuplets,
right?
So
exactly. So all 14. So Colin, he got released from an inpatient program for children with special needs. So Colin has some special challenges of his own, and he really wants to, it seems, appears, live with John. And sometimes when you have all these children, a child or other children need to have more specialized attention, and it's possible that Colin's not getting that specialized attention with Kate because he has to share so much with his other siblings. Who knows what's
going on? Well,
here's
another thing. And I know every state is different, and check your local
attorney. And this one is in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so there are usually ages where the child can decide, or at least it's a determination that the judge has to take into consideration which parent they go to. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, it depends on the age and the maturity of the child in most jurisdictions.
Right.
And best interest is really probably the most common reason
phrase.
And phrase in child custody. And at 14, I think most judges are going to want to not maybe have the child testify, but at least have some way to get input as to what the child wants. And that will be a balancing factor amongst all other factors.
I remember back at the time my parents were arguing a little bit. There was all the other three children were in there with the court, and I was outside, and they it was something effective. You go walk this way, you leave. Okay, how do we get the other three kids? And they're arguing over the other three, and there's me left. That was not true.
Fred.
Okay.
I got you going. Fred. I just did that on purpose because he got them going.
My guess would be that the three wanted to talk to the judge, and you didn't want to.
No, the three is what the parents were. That's what I'm saying. The parents argued over the three. It's like, who gets in?
Oh, you weren't there. They weren't arguing over the three. They were arguing over who had to take you.
That's exactly right.
Left them on the courthouse steps.
No, by the way, my mom and dad, they were married their whole lives together before they passed away.
When I was a prosecutor, every once in a while I'd have the occasion to sit in while I was waiting for my case to be called in a specific department, and I'd sit in and watch a family law proceeding or something. And I saw one time with one specific judge, it was a custody issue, and the child at issue was only about 6 or 7. And one of the parties proposed to give the judge a letter from the therapist where allegedly the child had indicated its wishes as to which parent that child wanted to live with. And I watched the judge read the attorney who was proposing that letter the Riot Act.
Why is that?
Because he was saying, who thinks that I will consider what a 7-year-old wants, and more importantly, who in their right mind would put the burden on a 7-year-old for choosing which parent they did not want to be with going forward? I would never do that to a 7-year-old child.
And now it's been codified that judges in California do have to do that. They not do that, meaning not listen, but they have to actually have some discussion with children. And that's
I don't know,
and I'm not necessarily in agreement with that, but I have to correct something.
Sure.
These are not age, they're sextuplets. Okay, so there's
six of them. So John and Kate make eight. So six of them, septuplets.
Sextuplets?
So here's the thing. Denise, though. Okay, a 7-year-old, a judge saying that about a 7-year-old, by the way, 855 Law Radio, if you want to call us or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. A judge saying that, though, wouldn't you think a 7-year-old would say, this spouse is abusing me or is an abusive parent? You don't think they should have
No,
that?
They don't. A lot of times if children are being abused, they identify with their abuser and they don't say anything. Huh. But there are other 7. It depends on the child.
Right.
We should talk a little bit about that in our next hour because I think right now it's time for us to go. And
we can hang out and chit-chat for a minute. Go ahead, you had a comment. Let's just drag it to the very end.
Well, all I was going to say is if there was an allegation of abuse, that would certainly be referred to the appropriate officials to investigate criminally, and that might make it before a judge.
See you at hour number 3.
Yeah.
Sextuplet 6, septuplet 7, octuplet 8. Thank you, Denise. And
you're
thanks
welcome
for listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll see you next hour.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message.
Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.